Welcome to Simple Sports News Philadelphia. It's Friday, September 19th, and we're diving into the latest from our beloved local teams. The Eagles are buzzing with controversy after their nail-biting 20-17 win over the Chiefs, with the tush-push play under scrutiny and Jalen Carter working to get game ready for the Rams. Meanwhile, the Phillies, having clinched the NL East, are fine-tuning their lineup for the playoffs, with Alec Bohm's return adding depth and Harrison Bader's bat igniting the offense. Over on the hardwood, the Sixers are gearing up for the season, with Tyrese Maxey spotlighting promising talents like Justin Edwards and Trendon Watford as they navigate injury concerns with stars Joel Embiid and Paul George. And in an intriguing twist, Trevor Zegras of the Flyers is turning to NHL 26 for some face-off inspiration from Sean Couturier. Stay tuned as we explore these stories and more, right here on Simple Sports News Philadelphia. All right, Eagles fans, let's dive into the latest buzz surrounding the Birds and their recent on-field antics. First up, the tush-push play is back in the spotlight after the Eagles' narrow 20-17 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. This play, a short-yardage quarterback sneak, where linemen and backs give a little extra shove from behind, has been a staple in the Eagles' playbook. It's been incredibly effective, but it's also stirring up some controversy. The NFL has now put the Eagles on notice, highlighting that the team should have been flagged for a false start during a critical moment in the game against the Chiefs. The league's officials are now being instructed to keep a closer eye on these plays, ensuring every aspect is executed legally. This means the Eagles will need to be meticulous in their execution to avoid those 5-yard penalties. Speaking of the Chiefs game, it was a bit of a nail-biter with the Eagles pulling off the win, but not without some grumbling from the Chiefs camp. Chris Jones, the Chiefs' defensive tackle, was vocal about what he saw as early starts by the Eagles' offensive line. The NFL's recent training tapes seem to back up his claims, which has only added fuel to the fire. Switching gears to personnel updates, Eagles' defensive coordinator Vic Fangio had some thoughts on Jalen Carter's performance in Week 2. Carter, who missed the first week, played a significant chunk of the game against the Chiefs, and while Fangio saw potential, he also noted that Carter needs to get into better game shape. Carter himself acknowledges this, and head coach Nick Sirianni echoed the sentiment, emphasizing the importance of being in top physical condition to maintain relentless effort on the field. The upcoming match against the Rams will be a good test to see if Carter can up his game. On a more positive note, Sirianni had high praise for the offensive line, which has been a cornerstone of the Eagles' success. Despite offseason concerns about losing key players, the line has held strong, with new additions like Tyler Steen stepping up to fill big shoes. The line's performance has been crucial, especially in running plays like the aforementioned tush-push, and they've been doing a solid job of keeping the offensive engine running. Finally, looking ahead to the Eagles' matchup with the Rams, the controversy around the tush-push isn't going away. Rams head coach Sean McVay has already voiced his concerns about the play, but Sirianni is standing firm, suggesting that slow-motion replays can make legal plays look questionable. The Eagles are committed to perfecting the play within the rules, and as long as it's allowed, they'll keep it in their arsenal. The Rams will need to come up with a strategy to counteract this potent play. That's the latest from the Eagles camp. Keep your eyes on how the team navigates these challenges and how they continue to adapt their strategies on the field. The Phillies are making headlines as they gear up for the postseason, and there's a lot to unpack. Let's dive into the latest updates, starting with their upcoming series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. This 3-game set is crucial for both teams, but for different reasons. The Phillies, having already clinched the NL East, are fine-tuning their lineup and rotation for the playoffs. They've decided to give Christopher Sanchez some extra rest, pushing his start to Tuesday, which aligns him perfectly for the playoff opener. Meanwhile, Tijuan Walker will take the mound to kick off the series against the D-backs. Walker's recent performances have been a bit rocky, with his ERA climbing to a season-high 4.17, but he's looking to bounce back against his former team. The D-backs, on the other hand, are fighting tooth and nail for a wild card spot, sitting just 2 games behind the Mets. With their playoff hopes on the line, they'll be leaning heavily on their rotation, led by Ryan Nelson, who's been solid with a 2.40 ERA over his last 5 outings. This series is a litmus test for the Phillies, as they face a team that's been surging since the trade deadline, boasting the 5th-best record in the majors. Now, let's pivot to some roster updates. Alec Bohm is set to return from the injured list, which presents a bit of a roster conundrum for the Phillies. Bohm's been dealing with left shoulder inflammation, and his return adds depth to the infield, which is a bit thin with Trea Turner and Edmundo Sosa also sidelined. The Phillies have been juggling their roster, adding Donovan Walton and Rafael Antigua for extra coverage. With a full 40-man roster, they won't need to make a corresponding move to activate Bohm, but decisions loom regarding their infield configuration and whether to maintain three catchers on the roster. Bohm's season has been a roller coaster, with injuries impacting his performance. Since returning from his first IL stint, he's struggled at the plate, batting .243 with a 78 WRC+. As the Phillies eye October, getting Bohm back on track is crucial, especially if he's to bat cleanup. In the outfield, Harrison Bader has emerged as an unexpected asset since his acquisition from the Twins. Initially brought in for his defensive prowess, Bader's bat has been a revelation. He's hitting .331 with a .389 on-base percentage since joining the Phillies, providing a much-needed spark at the top of the lineup. His postseason experience, highlighted by a standout performance with the Yankees in 2022, could prove invaluable as the Phillies chase a World Series berth. Finally, a bit of off-field news involving Nick Castellanos, who recently shared his thoughts on the viral Phillies Karen incident. On a podcast with Mookie Betts, Castellanos expressed sympathy for the woman involved, suggesting she was reacting out of frustration. His comments have sparked debate, as many view the incident as a disruption of a father-son moment at the ballpark. While the online backlash against the woman has been intense, Castellanos' perspective adds a layer of complexity to the discussion. That's the latest from the Phillies camp, as they prepare for the final stretch of the regular season and gear up for what they hope will be a deep postseason run. Let's dive into the latest buzz surrounding the Sixers, as they gear up for what fans hope will be a standout season. Tyrese Maxey, a key figure for the team, has been quite vocal about some of the promising talent on the roster. Let's unpack his insights and what they might mean for the team moving forward. First up, Maxey has been singing the praises of Justin Edwards, a player who might not have been in the spotlight as much as some of the other names on the roster. Edwards had a solid season last year, and Maxey highlighted his ability to play off the ball, defend, and knock down crucial shots. His size and versatility make him a valuable asset, particularly as the Sixers navigate a season where some of their star players like Paul George and Joel Embiid are dealing with ongoing health issues. Maxey believes Edwards has the potential to be a significant rotation piece, which is crucial given the reliability concerns surrounding the team's high-profile players. Speaking of Embiid and George, their health remains a significant talking point. Both players are carrying injuries into the preseason, raising questions about the long-term viability of investing heavily in this duo. The Sixers have a lot riding on these two, with a hefty $400 million tied up in their contracts. Their ability to stay healthy and perform consistently will be pivotal for the team's success this season. In terms of new additions, Maxey has also expressed optimism about Trendon Watford, a player who might not be on every fan's radar yet. Watford signed a 2-year deal with the Sixers and is expected to bring a strong work ethic and versatility to the team. Maxey noted that Watford has the potential to surprise many with his contributions. Last season, Watford averaged 10 points per game, showing efficiency both from the field and beyond the arc. His experience, although not extensive in high-stakes games, could still play a crucial role in strengthening the Sixers' frontcourt depth, especially alongside rookie Adam Bona. The Sixers made some strategic moves in the offseason, including drafting VJ Edgecombe with the 3rd overall pick. Edgecombe is seen as a potential future cornerstone for the team, particularly given his two-way capabilities. The addition of former Milwaukee Bucks forward Jabari Walker also adds depth to the roster, though Maxey's focus on Watford suggests he sees something special in this particular acquisition. Overall, the Sixers are looking to capitalize on a season where other Eastern Conference teams, like the Celtics and Pacers, are dealing with their own injury woes. With the talent pool they've assembled, the Sixers should feel confident in their ability to compete at a high level. However, the success of their season will heavily depend on how well they can manage the health of their key players and integrate new additions like Watford and Edgecombe into their system. As the season approaches, all eyes will be on how this mix of seasoned stars and promising newcomers gel under the guidance of Nick Nurse. The Sixers have the pieces to make a deep playoff run, but as always, execution on the court will be the ultimate test. Stay tuned as we keep an eye on how these dynamics unfold and what it means for the Sixers' quest for a title. Trevor Zegras, now with the Flyers, has taken an unconventional route to improving his faceoff skills, and it involves a bit of virtual help. During the Flyers training camp, Zegras shared how he turned to the NHL 26 video game to scout none other than Sean Couturier for some face-off advice. In the game, Couturier's X-factor is quick draw, which highlights his prowess in face-offs, allowing for faster wins and creating more opportunities for teammates. This digital insight led Zegras to seek Couturier's expertise in real life. Zegras' faceoff percentage has been a sore spot, sitting at a lackluster 40.1% over his 5 NHL seasons, ranking him 8th worst since his debut. In contrast, Couturier boasts a solid 52.5% in faceoff wins throughout his career, making him a logical mentor for Zegras. The former Ducks player, who was recently traded to the Flyers in June, is keen on improving this aspect of his game, especially considering his recent cover athlete status for NHL 23, alongside Sarah Nurse. This unique blend of video game scouting and real-world application offers a fun twist on player development. It's a testament to the growing influence of gaming in sports, where virtual attributes can inspire real-life improvements. For Flyers fans, this amusing story adds an interesting layer to Zegras' integration into the team, as he looks to bolster his on-ice performance with a little help from the digital realm and a seasoned teammate. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Sports News Philadelphia. This podcast is produced by our small team with the help of AI technology. Be sure to like and follow us to support our show and email us with suggestions at philadelphia@simplesportsnews.com. Don't forget to listen tomorrow for more updates.